And we are, of course, on the eve of the ANC's national conference. There's a lot of uncertainty about what's going to happen. I think there's some apathy from some quarters that are just ignoring and ostriching about what's going to happen. But it is crucial for the future of South Africa. And the Brenthurst Foundation and the In Transformation Initiative have released scenarios for the future of South Africa. So remember when Clem Santer released the High Road and the Low Road, those of you who are old enough to remember this, how important that was at the turn of democracy in South Africa. And I find this fascinating because it does also remind us that the outcome of the ANC's elective conference will determine South Africa's trajectory for decades to come. So let's unpack these scenarios with Ray Hartley, who's the research director at the Brenthurst Foundation. Ray, thanks very much for your time. Before we get into the actual scenarios, you point out that it is important what happens at the conference this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that the ANC's leadership decisions will then very much determine the ANC's performance amongst voters in 2024. And that will then, determine the political landscape going forward for some time. In other words, whether or not there would be a coalition government. So it all cascades into something else. And so it's quite interesting to watch what the ANC will decide.
Now, you map out four scenarios: the good, the bad, the ugly, and then a variation of the ugly scenario, which you call a fistful of sense. Talk us through those four scenarios.
Yeah, so I mean, I think the good scenario is one in which the reforms that have been promised around energy and transport and the economy are implemented, and we get, we start dealing with the load shedding problem. We get new energy coming online. There is the acceptance that there have to be quite substantial private investment to make that happen. The sound fiscal policy and financial controls are implemented, and we have a public service that delivers effectively. So those are the main points. And in order for that to take place, I think you need a government that is rational, that operates in cooperation with other parties that are in the center and doesn't actually get diverted down the extremes, down the roads of the extremes. So I think that if for example, if the ANC were to choose Ramaphosa, there is a possibility that he might finally deliver on his reform promises.
Right.
Not a lot of hope, but there is some. But there's also the possibility that the ANC might go below 50%, but only slightly.
And that takes us to the bad and the ugly, right?
Yeah. So I think that if the RET faction were to dominate at the ANC conference, there's no question that the ANC support would plunge pretty badly down into the low 40s. And the prospect then starts emerging of an ANC-EFF coalition based on the populist policies of the RET faction and the EFF. So that's really the Venezuela option. The currency will be very badly damaged, investors will flee, and the controls on corruption that are being put in place will be loosened, it's a very negative scenario.
And then we've got the ugly scenario, which is a continuation of the status quo. The ANC remains divided, unable to chart a clear path to reform and the rule of law. And then lastly, there's fistful of sense. Briefly talk us through that.
Yeah, I think that, the ugly is kind of meandering along the way. We are promising to do things, not really getting them done, or only getting them half done. Then there's another crisis. Then there's some looting. Then Eskom loses more units. So it's just a steady continuation of that. Although I feel that it will accelerate if it's not stopped and dealt with. On the fistful of sense, really, just to describe a very extractive economy where the elites, gets richer and richer, and the poor get poorer and poorer. And, you know, the country kind of becomes, goes further down the road of inequality.
Ray, thank you so much for unpacking these for us. It's definitely worth going to read. I'm going to tweet a link to the various scenarios there that have been set out by the Brenthurst Foundation and the In Transformation Initiative, having a look at what the future for South Africa could look like at a time when there is so much uncertainty about what is going to happen.